Welcome back to the DreamStation.cc video game show. And here's your host, Ben.
Welcome back to the DreamStation.cc video game show, Stardate 03-02-2007. Remember that if you want to send us any questions, comments, feedback, or audio questions or audio reviews, you can send it over to videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. Be sure to check out our website, www.DreamStation.cc, for the latest news, reviews, interviews, and show archives. In today's show, we will be tackling such hard-hitting topics as Sucks to be Sony's Pal, Acclaim plus You equals MMO, Playing with Your Wii Makes You Skinny, Pillow Fighters Need Love Too, The Movie Theater is the New Arcade, we have a review for Hotel Dusk Room 215 for the DS.
Thank God.
And our weekly poll topic.
Who's on the show, Ben?
Oh. Who needs to know? Who cares? I didn't even say my name.
You didn't say your name either. This is mystery guest theater.
Guess who I am?
It's not quite as good as Mystery Science Theater. I guess technically I'll be hosting. My name's Ben. Co-hosting with me today will be Chris.
Hey, how's it going? I had something cool to say, like this intro was boring, but we went on too long.
And Scott.
I'm making my way up to be a real person.
Okay. Scott's our Teen Beat reporter. Our Teen Beat, if you will.
He's tapped into the hot scene of teen and relationships.
Sure.
And all you ladies out there that are looking for a boyfriend, and if you like games, Scott's available. And like we said, it's Friday night, and Scott's available.
I'm here doing this. I'll make more of an attempt to sound less like an 11-year-old.
Did we get his parents to sign off on an agreement if he's only 11 to be on the show?
All right, I've got some quick stuff for you. It's a return of that. Let's call it rapid fire, unless you guys have a better name for it.
No, rapid fire sounds good.
The Japanese virtual console is getting some Neo Geo games soon enough. The Wii Virtual Console releases for this week are Legend of Zelda.
You don't know what games. I'm sorry to bother you. You don't know what games they are. You just know that you're getting Neo Geo games.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what games they are. I think
it's just been announced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're getting MSX games. The Wii Virtual Console releases for this week are Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, Biohazard Battle, and Chu-Man Fu.
Two of those aren't worth buying. I'll let you figure them out.
All right, Circuit City is going to begin selling used games. The Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 multiplayer demo is now up on Xbox Live.
Wasn't Best Buy going to start trying to do those used game things too?
Yeah, they do. The one nearest me does that already.
Oh, really?
I sold back a bunch of my games in the beginning when they were when they first started accepting. They were giving outrageously great prices for them.
Nice. Man.
Since then, that's they've gone down.
I don't know how you pronounce it. FYE or FI. They take used games and stuff too, but I don't see that many in there really.
Speaking of the Xbox Live service. And lastly, the game Assassin's Creed is getting a movie, although an 8-minute long movie. That's all I got for you.
I'm gonna do a quickie. Can I do a quickie? Alright, I got my latest issue of the official Xbox magazine, and if anybody cares or not, but anyways, they have released on the official Xbox magazine demo disc OXM Universe. It's the official Xbox magazine universe. And I guess all those, I don't know if you guys have gotten the demo disc for Xbox magazine before, but as you play the demos and watch the movies, you get points for the official Xbox magazine. And I never did understand why they didn't link those up with your gamer points so you could get so many and then get some achievements. I mean, it is the official Xbox magazine, but they're not allowed to give out, I guess, achievements or whatever. So what they decided to do, and they even say in here that it says the guy talking about it, Dave Reese, says, in fact, we had a big, bold plan to award juicy Xbox 360 gamer score achievements to you as your points grew throughout the year. Ultimately, we ran into a ridiculous number of snafus and Microsoft nixed our plan. But since then, we worked around the clock and created something very special for you, the creation of OXM Universe. So it sounds like Microsoft, like, for the official Xbox magazine, caused a bunch of problems so they couldn't give you gamer points for whatever reason. But anyways, they designed this game called OXM Universe, and it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys ever saw that game Planets, where you have different planets in a solar system, and you have to build, like, a Xenon 1 probe, and, like, you're going to inspect the different planets. But you can use your points that you've earned from playing the different games on the and demos on the Xbox magazine demo disc. You earn the credits you can use to buy the things you need to, I guess, build different things or get to different places in the game. So they said as each magazine comes out, you're going to get further and further into the game. It's going to be episodic. So anyways, that's a little thing I saw and thought I'd mention.
Well, it's a $9 magazine. They better give you something.
All right. Sony hates their own PAL. Last week it became quite clear that Sony could care less about European gamers and more about the bottom line when they made it known that the PAL PS3 would feature less backwards compatibility than it would in any other territory. According to David Reeves, quote, rather than concentrate on PS2 backwards compatibility in the future, company resources will be increasingly focused on developing new games and entertainment features exclusively for PS3, truly taking advantage of this exciting technology, end quote. So, on the one hand, they're saying that they're not concentrating on it because they want to dedicate time and money to newer games, but at the same time, they also announced that they're using, like, newer chips, which makes the PAL system more crippled, but cheaper to make. That's pretty much bad news for the European people.
So basically, they have to make, because the games were all in PAL, they have to redo their emulation or backwards compatibility functionality for all the PAL games also, then.
It would be so much easier if we just went to an NTSC standard, the whole world, and
yeah,
get games at the same time. No one would whine. They'd all.
And I think that might. I think that might be coming to be with high definition TV and stuff.
You know what they did with the ET cartridges? Dumped them in the desert. We do the same thing with everything PAL. Just in the middle of Arizona, we drop it, or Mongolia. That's closer, but either way.
Yeah, why pollute the desert of Arizona
with PS3s?
Any European listeners that are out there? I think a lot of European newer TVs support NTSC also. Anyways,
who knows?
Just make it where you have to have high def to buy a PS3. Why not?
Yeah. It's like going way off topic. Anyway, the
no, we're not. We're talking about PAL.
I know you're talking about PAL, but we're, I'm well. Whatever.
You're my pals. You're my buddies.
Yeah, the managing director of Sony of Australia is one of the reasons. If software is cheaper than the cost of the chip, then why not do that? We will be working on delivering backwards compatibility through software emulation. The software emulation list will grow, and there's a website people can check to see what games are backwards compatible. It will be a progressive emulation. End quote.
Maybe what they're going to do is what we're going to do is we're going to offer those games that don't work for backwards compatibility on the PlayStation Store so you can buy them again.
Yeah, that's perfect. Here's the thing, right? So they're like, okay, you can check to see what games are backwards compatible. The only problem is that site's not actually live, and it doesn't actually go live until March 23rd, which is the day that the PS3 gets released. So you're kind of stuck. I mean, if for those people who are saying, you know, oh, I'm just going to trade in my PS2 and get a PS3, well, maybe that's not going to work for you because you're going to have to, if you want to play those older games, you know, and let's face it, a lot of people pick up older games if they don't have the current thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, I mean, if you didn't have a PS2, but you get a PS3, you're probably going to pick up some older PS2 games that people were saying, oh man, that game's so great, blah, 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 this and that.
Yeah. I mean, if I can, you know, make a suggestion, and I know it's up to money, but if you can afford to buy a PS3 without trading in your PS2, I recommend it, because, I mean, anything like the Dance Dance games or Guitar Heroes, anything that used that standard controller or had some extra peripheral that worked with it is not going to work with the PS3 because there's no PlayStation controller ports anymore. So
Drum Hero.
You know, yeah, Drum Hero. All that stuff that you have all these pads for, you can't use.
Hero.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would just keep the
Hero.
PS2 and be good to go. Yeah, I mean, I would just keep the PS2 and be happy with it and play the games on that. You know, I don't know how much you'd get for a trade-in of it anyways now. But
Master of the Pan Flute Hero.
All right, we done?
Your controller's a little centaur.
Can be. Well, the only other thing is they announced the price of games to be 60 euros, which converts to about 80 US dollars.
Whoa!
The only other thing is in Greece and Ireland, you're going to be paying even more for the systems than
what
in other
Europe. Australia?
Australasia, you mean?
Australia.
I don't know.
Yes, Australasia.
But in Greece and Ireland, they have to pay more for the PS3 as if, you know, paying the whatever, what does it come out to, like 900 bucks isn't enough already. So
do they just come up with a number? It seems like most of these countries, like, they just come up with a number that's like, if it's $600 over here, it's just 600 whatever over there, and then does that equal out in the grand scheme of things? Like, you know, people in Britain that, you know, pay more for the system but their pounds are worth more, then it kind of equals out with us.
Less.
Is that how this does too, or no?
Yeah, I really don't know, because I mean, that's the thing, right? If we're saying, okay, well, it equates to, you know, like the PS3 equates to like 900 US dollars. But yet, I mean, they're using a different chipset. They're getting a more crippled system. You know, I mean, it's cheaper to manufacture. I mean, where's all that extra money going to? I mean, I guess they don't have a problem spending the money because, like we said in the last show, you know, the PS3 pre-orders have been through the roof. But
yeah.
To me, it's just like these guys are getting like a royal screw job. And I mean, they're like embracing the thing like it's the second coming of, you know, like the George Foreman grill or something.
But you wonder, like, with the whole money value, I understand the, you know, conversion from their currency to ours, but you wonder if their currency is actually, you know, that value of that is actually about the same as our value. You know what I mean? I don't know what you're saying.
Cost of living and all that other
stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, we're equating the cost of living into the cost of owning a game system?
That's right, because then you have to get a second job. You have to work overtime. You have to work overtime at both jobs.
And then you have no time for the games.
And you got to buy high definition TV. And
then you've got to pay homeless people to stand in line for you. I mean,
it's tough.
It's just, yeah, it's tough.
Tough being a gamer anymore. It's tough being a gamer anymore.
I might have done. Just like have, because we're in Jersey and there's homeless people everywhere, you know?
He's in Jersey? Who let this guy on the show?
I don't know. Who knows?
He's bringing down our whole show.
You're harshing my mellow. All right, our next topic is Acclaim plus U equals MMO. Earthworm Jim creator and Acclaim chief creative officer Dave Perry has a top secret game in the works. And it's not based on the old Val Kilmer movie, Top Secret, but a game built by contributors. It's not exactly a contest, but would-be designers will be able to pitch their ideas, and one lucky person will get the title of director. They'll have a project that is completely funded, and more importantly, they'll earn royalties from the game. The Acclaim CEO said this about the project, quote, Top Secret is like The Apprentice meets American Idol meets the video game industry.
We have Trump.
We're giving our players a chance to work on an online game that we will actually develop and publish. Our community really loves these games and knows what it takes to make a hit, and it will be a dream come true for one lucky star that shines the most throughout the project, end quote.
What is that noise? I keep hearing whoop, whoop. Is that Scott? Are you hitting pause, mute or something?
I'm sending you messages to prank Red, but you won't answer them.
I'm not kidding, though.
Anyway.
There goes the prank.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Game designing experience is not necessary, and if you're lucky enough to get a contribution into the game, you will be credited for it to place on your resume. If you're interested in learning more about it, you can visit topsecret.acclaim.com.
So now, is this, if I'm reading this, hearing this correctly, is this going to be like a reality TV show, or this is just something they're going to do with people that are contestants? Is it going to be on TV or anything?
No, it's not going to be on TV. It's just, basically, it's a community-built MMO.
Say hello to Bravo's next big series.
Whatever. It's built by the community, so you can go on to this website, topsecret.acclaim.com, register, and then I guess just start throwing out your ideas. Mm-hmm. If you get your ideas accepted, you know, they'll actually put your title or put your name in the credits and
I would probably recommend like doing some stuff like sending your idea to yourself in a letter that's postmarked so when they steal it, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of made that mistake once.
Now this, I forgot also, you were saying this the whole time, but like it wasn't registering, but now finally at the end here it registered that you've been saying Acclaim the whole time. that's the company that went, you know, bankrupt and now they're back. I heard they were coming back, but it'll be interesting to see.
Did you want them to? They did all those MX Freestyle games.
They did have BMX XXX, you know, and everybody loved that game.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd be working with Dave Perry, the guy who created
Earthworm Jim. That's true.
So
yeah,
that's not
true.
Bad. I mean, he hasn't had a hit since Earthworm Jim, but, you know.
Wasn't that Shiny? Was he part of Shiny?
Shiny, yeah. It's not a bad idea to, you know, take some input from the community.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't they make like a sequel to Earthworm Jim and we'll actually like it?
Didn't they? Or no?
There's actually a PSP version coming out. But
right,
how about if we make like
mention
a,
that? But oh yeah, too, we saw.
How about if we just make a full blown one?
I think this contest, you actually have to bring together your own developing community, not just send in ideas. I'm looking through the story.
So in other words, they're like, hey, we were bankrupt and now we're back, and we can't afford to really find anybody to develop games. So what we were gonna do is
we're gonna let this
contest and you could win, and what'll happen is if your game's good enough, we'll take it and publish it and take half the royalties.
Sounds logical, Captain.
It is a nice hustle when you think about it.
Let's not publish this show and do that ourselves.
So anyways, I mean, we're ripping on them, and maybe they actually have a good idea. I don't know. Anyways, all right, let's go on to the next one. We gotta go.
Moving on. Playing with your Wii makes you skinny. You may also go blind if what your mother says is true.
Every week we have some type of
Wii joke.
Double
Wii joke. Even though I thought that was like, you know,
innuendo.
That fad was over. I thought that fad was over.
Oh, we're keeping it alive, man.
We just took over the show, so it's new for us.
No, then anyway. That's, but it's old for the whole industry in general. But,
oh, but this is.
But we're bringing it back. Retro's cool, so we're going retro with the Wii
yeah,
joke.
Everything
man.
Old is new again.
Classic
I guess,
Wii
I guess,
series.
I guess.
In a. In a recent study by Liverpool John Moores University, they found that, quote, the results
Liverpool.
Indicate that more active forms of gaming promoted by consoles such as the Wii increased energy expenditure to a level that, if sustained, could help shift 27 pounds in weight over a year, end quote. The study was
I don't think they had to do a lot of research on this. Let's see. Playing Xbox 360 laying on my couch, playing Wii actually
skinny.
Swinging something. One of those two is a little more active, right?
Yeah,
I can figure that out myself.
It's not the same. Oh,
I mean, I can figure that out myself. I mean, granted, is it going to make you lose tons of weight and you're going to be, you know, you're going to go from Jared size down to what he is now and advertise on Subway? I don't know, but.
More meat.
But, you know, it's hard to eat cheese puffs while playing Wii games.
I've done it.
You've done while playing Wii games or while playing other games?
Left hand. Left hand, cheese doodles, right hand.
Tell me with
tennis.
A spoon. With a spoon,
no,
right?
With a spoon. No. Cheese doodles with a spoon.
You're one of these guys that have, you're one of the guys that have thrown your controller at the TV, aren't you? Cheese doodles, greasy hands, thrown it at the TV.
That's why my head.
His whole wrist strap is orange from the cheese doodle.
Oh, I'm so young. I'll get so much worse, I'm sure.
Anyway,
I can only shudder to think.
The study was performed with 5 girls, 7 boys, ages 13 to 15, with measurements taken of yeah. Measurements.
How
taken
many?
Of
8 people.
12. 5 12 girls,
people.
7 boys.
This is a very technical scientific experiment here.
What are you going to do? Then you'd have to pay parents to bring their kids to, you know, all that stuff. And
that's true.
Who knows? Anyway, with measurements taken of energy expenditure, calories burned, and heart rate from both active game formats like the Wii and inactive game formats such as pretty much everything else, the study showed that during 15 minutes of gaming on a traditional pad, energy expenditure was 60% more than normal resting values. Meanwhile, the Wii increased that number to 156%. They then figured that based on 12.2 hours of gaming per week, one could burn off 1,830 calories per week
using
the Wii, or 40% more than a traditional console. It was also noted that boys burn more expended energy than girls.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Like in DDR, when you can go in and set your calories you want to burn and whatever, Cindy used to always get mad because I would burn calories quicker than she did. And she's like, that's not fair, but I guess it's just how, you know, men versus women's metabolism works or something. I don't know.
I think that's because men
bring
are superior.
Down, please.
We're superior. I'm not going there, man.
Men are superior.
I had a very long discussion about that the other day, and it was horrible. I lost.
Oh, but it's true. Men are superior.
Uh-oh.
once again, I would like to state that any comments made by Ben are not the same comments that DreamStation holds true. So please only send hate mail to Ben, not to the whole site.
Yeah, why not? Hate mail is better than no mail.
Hate mail.
Call it the little mailbox of hatred.
The little mailbox of love and the little mailbox of
And then hatred. We actually would go postal then, so that'd be good.
Just create twin Yahoo accounts. Little mailbox of hatred, little mailbox of love. Take your choice.
Oh, I like it. Well, anyways, I mean, it's a small study, but it's still a positive sign that gaming can do more than corrupt your brain.
Yeah,
turn
true.
Turn you into a mindless killer or child molester.
It can corrupt your thighs.
But the thing, too, is it's not just the Wii, though. I mean, what about, like, you know, like we said before, you know, DDR and Guitar Hero, all that stuff, even for PlayStation 2 and for Xbox, get you, you know, out of the ground. Guitar Hero can make you have to move your arm. You have to move your arm. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm playing, I'm like jumping off the couch and like, you know, running around and, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, so.
I don't think I'm gonna get, you know, buff Arnold Schwarzenegger Total Recall from playing, you know, Bark at the Moon again and again and again.
You might have pretty big forearms, right? You might have like Popeye look.
Mine don't go up, they go down.
And then after
that's
you're done, you smash your guitar.
Yeah, I do that too. Then I have to go buy a new one every day. What?
Pillow Fighters Need Love Too. And a game, apparently, because iPlay, a mobile phone content provider, has announced that they will be releasing a game titled Pillow Fight in the second quarter of this year. Touted as, quote, the only game to feature gorgeous gals beating each other, end quote. Pillow Fight will feature the likes of French maids and cheerleaders.
This is for cell phones.
Oh, this is going to be incredible.
You will also be able to.
If only this was on N-Gage.
You bought one. Be quiet.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Finally, you know, after this comes out, we're going to have to ask that poll topic of do you play games on your cell phone again and see if. See if things have changed once Pillow Fight comes up. But yeah,
it's gonna be like 40-1.
So yeah, you can upload high scores, compete against other gamers, and receive downloadable wallpapers as a reward.
Wait, online cell phone games?
Yeah, they make them. N-Gage has them, but N-Gage doesn't have pillow fighting. Yeah, you can play like
a cell phone. It's an embarrassment.
Yes, it's a cell phone, and you can play like games like they're like Command and Conquer type games and stuff like that. You can play over online versus each other.
On that note, like, turn by. Installing it finally.
See, so this I got this from a press release. So I mean, I just thought this one line.
You might
want to
keep that game quiet. You know,
this game is funny. This line is funny right here because they claim this to be, quote, one thumb gaming, end quote. I don't even know what you're doing with the other hand or your other thumb or the rest of your hand, but this has got to be some of the most blatant crap aimed at perverts since The Guy Game, Playboy the Mansion, and Picto Chat, apparently.
Picto Chat. Well, they have those other adult games for cell phones. I think our crowd probably doesn't play those games, or maybe they do and we don't know it. But, I don't know. But now they're going to be playing Pillow Fight. I know that much.
Pillow Fight. I like it, man.
Why are we covering this? Is this how slow this week's news was that we're covering Pillow
Fight? It's just gaming news.
Did anybody cover this game this week besides us?
The only ones.
That's why we've
got to cover it. This is exclusive. This is going to draw the listeners. Pillow Fight.
What kinds of listeners are we drawing?
Well, look, I could tell
those Nintendo DS guys driving around their cars or who we're going to attract.
We're going to get, like, everyone on the forums going ASL.
Well, but it is kind of unique, and that is kind of interesting. It'll be interesting. I mean, is it going to be 3D graphics and everything, or is it 2D? Did you see screenshots?
You're going to buy it.
I'm buying it. Did you see screenshots?
It's just a press release.
Oh, okay. There was no screenshots.
Google it.
Just to confirm.
You worked to get that? You worked to get
that? Oh, come on. This is an awesome story, because this is the kind of stuff that, who else is going to talk about it?
Nobody's going to talk about Pillow Fighting.
Yeah, see? We've got to be the only people talking about it.
Yeah, and when the Pillow Fight company sends us a game for review, I'm sending it to Ben.
He's not going to want a used copy from you. Considering that one thumb deal.
If you want to hear the same old recycled stuff, you can go and listen to any of those other garbage shows. If you want to hear crazy stuff, the Guy Dan stuff, the side quests.
You want me to get crazy stuff? I got bookmarks of crazy stuff.
That's us. I don't want to hear your crazy stuff.
Your crazy stuff's not legal.
The movie theater is the new arcade. So in Madrid, Spain, one multiplex has begun to combat sluggish box office ticket sales by converting one of their theaters into what may be the arcade of the future. So they feature fog, black lights, high-definition projectors, vibrating seats. Apparently gamers like that kind of thing. Lasers and dozens of 17-inch monitors.
They bought a bunch of those.
That's why
What were those reactor vests you could put on or something like that back in the day on Genesis? They bought a bunch of those and strapped them to the seat.
You play the fighting games and then they vibrate. Whatever.
Yeah, it vibrates.
And power gloves, too.
I saw those speaking of those reactors, I saw them at our local like discount store, like clearance store. I saw those, about four or five of them, about 2 months ago in there. Still in the box in plastic wrap. No, I didn't buy them. And they were like 15 or 20 bucks they still wanted for. I was like, yeah, right.
It's so worth it, man.
I have an impulse buy. I'm an impulse buyer.
Can't you use those to like, I don't know what it's actually called, but when you say clear and like shock somebody, you can use that same
defibrillator.
Thing. Yeah, defibrillator. Yeah. You can hook that up to your sound system and strap it on somebody. All right, go ahead. So they're making it all foggy and black light and cool. Laser tag-ish.
Black means cool.
Oh, the games are in there. You walk around running into things. And
No.
It's like, don't trip over my cord.
It's just like a giant LAN party.
Oh, I see.
I mean,
I've seen this before. It was
on a big screen.
I get it.
It's much better than, you know, whatever the little time crisis machine that they have in the arcade. You know,
it has four
games. Like two of them work. One is like Time Crisis. The other one is that one where you like stick your head in the tank machine and it's all sweaty and sticky, and then you get a smell. That's nasty.
Oh, that thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, Virtual Cop and Silent Scope.
Anyway, so they're getting like 30 gamers on weekday afternoons, about 120 on weekend nights.
It's not that great.
They spend $400,000 to renovate and upgrade the theater to do it. I mean, this is seen like as, you know, according to the guy who runs this place, quote, the future of with multiplexes with five screens, one for the traditional Hollywood spectaculars and the others for screens for video halls in 3D. That's the next step, end quote. I'm not sure that I see it happening, but I don't doubt it, really, because if you walk into your local movie theater now and, you know, half of the time it's empty because... You know, prices are so outrageous.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah, it would be nice if they could use the time slots of when movies aren't there or when they don't really have that many people coming in to show to do that type of stuff, have, you know, gaming. I don't know how easy it is to set up and have it ready to go for people, but once you have that equipment, how easy it is to set up and tear down so, you know, somebody can come in and watch a movie in that area and then leave and gamers can come in. But, I mean, the arcades and stuff, I mean, we've heard of, like, arcades dying, and I still like, you know, GameWorks and Dave & Buster's every once in a while, but, I mean, I walk in there and you guys probably do the same thing, and most gamers probably do. And we walk in there, and we're like, got it.
Yeah.
Can play it at home. Can play it over my friend's house. Got it. It's like, you know, that's why I don't like going there. I mean, I used to like going to the arcades because it was the games there looked better than what we had at home. They were higher quality, you know, games we couldn't play anywhere else. But now you walk in the arcades, and they're the exact same games you could be playing at home, you know, with your friends instead of, like you said, in like a sweaty environment, germs and everything else. So, I mean, they need to do something where the arcades are like better than anything you can do at home.
I hear the timer.
All right, let's move on. Let's go on to a Hotel Desk Room 215 review for the Nintendo DS.
Oh, it's nice to see a review for this.
This is one of those games that, like, you don't get to hear about it from, you know, like, the big expensive commercials. You don't really read about it in the huge ads and EGM, whatever.
But it's good.
But, yeah, it's good. You hear about it from your friends. You read a review about it, and you say to yourself, this is my type of game. It's billed as an interactive mystery novel for your DS. You even hold it like you would hold a book. Use the touchscreen as a notepad to write down clues given to you by the characters of the game.
There's a pirate lady.
There's a pirate. She's like a ninja slash pirate because she's like...
And she's like 80. She's like 80.
They want to appeal to both sides.
Yeah.
She's got
a... Now, I have a question. Is this game, you know, I've seen a few screenshots and a couple little things here and there, but it kind of reminds me a little bit of Touch Detective and, like, Phoenix Wright and stuff like that. Is it kind of like that?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Okay.
It's highly stylized.
Yeah, very stylish. The graphics are a mixture of, like, watercolor and then, like, a sketch art.
Now, is it
like
animated and stuff, or is it more just still frame type?
It's both. I mean, there's a little bit of animation, and then it does have traditional 3D graphics when you're kind of walking around rooms in the hotel and stuff like that. The game basically takes place like over one night, and you're this guy...
1979.
Yeah, 1979. Kyle
By the way, I lost all my DS games. All of them. Except for Final Fantasy III. All gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scott's accepting donations of DS games.
Yeah,
if you found Scott's like DS stash,
please take him to the dreamstation.cc lost and found.
Yeah.
You won't give him back, will you?
Yeah, so
Scott, we hate
to
tell you this, but Ben and I have your games, and you're not getting them back. Sorry.
Damn.
Is it a murder mystery, or is it a... What type of plot does it have? Is it a survivor horror type thing? You know,
it's like everyone has their own little secret, and you've got to figure it out, and it all adds to your secret.
Okay.
Lady's related to this guy who met your friend who you killed, and then, you know, it's just very confusing.
Yeah, it's this, like, big, you know, like, cast of characters. Everyone has a secret, and then it all builds up to, like, the culmination of, you know, like, your own, like, backstory, which kind of gets revealed.
Does somehow in the game, do you find out that Mr. Green did it in the ballroom with a candlestick?
I think it was Colonel Mustard.
Okay. I mean, yeah. It kind of reminds me, when you're saying it, it reminds me of Clue, like, the way you're talking
about
that stuff.
You know, in some ways.
I mean, think of the map that you see on the bottom screen, and then just think of the Clue board top down.
The Clue board.
It is kind of small, though.
Like, the story's good. The dialogue's actually funny. I found myself laughing, you know, more than once. They use, like, some like, hipster slang kind of stuff.
Oh, Louis.
You know, I guess, you know, around the time... You know, like,
okay.
Pretty funny stuff.
Does it seem, you know, lengthwise? Does it seem pretty decent length and, like, replayability? Is there any, or is it more
well,
like Phoenix Rage?
Yeah,
there's zero replayability.
Yeah, that's the negative part about it.
If you take time to figure things out, you'll get enough hours out of it to be worth your while, but, I mean, replayability is zero.
Zero, yeah.
How much was this game, 29?
I got it for 35.
You know,
I didn't get to finish it. Thanks for stealing my stuff.
I don't pay retail price for anything. Yeah, and I haven't finished it either.
I want you to PM me the ending, because I'm really angry.
Just go to GameFAQs. They already have it, probably.
No, but it's good.
I feel dirty.
Like I said, I haven't finished it. It's probably an 8, 8.5 out of 10, based on what I've played so far. But yeah, it's along the same lines as Phoenix Wright, Trace Memory. I'm not sure about Touch Detective, because I haven't played that one.
Yeah, that one looked interesting, but it didn't get as good of reviews as I thought.
But yeah, this one's really good. I mean, totally worth, you know, the full price, even if there is no replay value. I guess, you know, here's the thing, right? Since it is, like, billed as the, you know, interactive mystery novel, I mean, you read books, you know, you reread them. The ending's not going to change anything. So, I mean, why not, you know?
It is if you have a choose-your-own-adventure book.
And I have mentioned that on the forums, that this was semi, like, a choose-your-own-adventure. I mean, it's not quite like that. I mean,
it all ends up the same way. But
kind of. I mean, you can choose how you interact with people. They react differently to you.
So you have different side stories depending on which way.
Sometimes you get a game over if you say the wrong thing to them.
That's only if you act like a complete
a-hole.
If you act like a half-decent human being, you'll be fine.
But that's no fun.
Telling Rosa to go away and clean dishes?
Yeah, telling the little girl on the stairs, beat it, kid. And he's just like, you know, like, why are you crying? Like,
I thought it was kind of weird when she invited you into the room and she's there with some guy and you don't know his name yet.
You guys are losing me.
Yeah, that's all right.
And probably all the rest of the listeners.
Buy it. I mean, if you're into, like I said, like games like Phoenix Wright, Trace Memory...
If you don't like reading, don't buy it. If you just don't like reading.
It's heavy on the text. It's heavy on...
Oh, it doesn't talk to you or there's no dialogue in there.
Zero. The best sound in the game is a gunshot that you hear like 3 times.
So it is like Phoenix Wright in the respect you gotta read everything.
Objection!
Yeah, that's the only thing you don't read in there.
Yeah, but this is... It's a little more interactive than Phoenix Wright. But you're walking around, you're searching for clues, point and click kind of stuff.
Point and touch.
Well, yeah. Touching is good. But yeah, it's good.
Especially when you're fighting with pillows.
Yeah. All right, we done? I'm here in my brain. I'm hearing boop, 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 boop.
Let's move on to our weekly poll topic. That would have been last week we asked you, are you gaming in HD or high definition yet? The results look like this. 20% said yes, 60% said no, and another 20% said they would be soon enough. As in, within the next 2 or 3 months. Most of the people here said no, so the responses look like I won't be gaming in HD for a while, at least 2 years. Even when I play on my PC, it's still normally, I don't even know what this is, 800, 600. I don't even know why I'm reading this.
The resolution
sucks. But Mascot said nope, I don't need to.
Like I said last week when we brought this up, isn't it like, 10 or 15 or 20% of the people in the U.S. have a HD TV. Now, it's not that many. I mean, then you take that percentage and narrow it down to the people that have game systems, you know, and that's even less. So, I mean, this whole push by, you know, Microsoft and Sony for high-definition gaming, for the hardcore people, you know, yeah, they're interested in it and they're really going to start using it. But for everybody else, you know, then they're just, it's not out yet. I mean, I have a high-definition TV up in our bedroom because I wanted an LCD TV that would fit nicely on our stand. So I have a 23 inch up there, and when I've been, you know, I've been kind of laid up and hurt here with my back problems.
I also have a 23 inch in my bedroom.
There you go.
I've told you guys about my TV. You have to pulse it.
Yeah, and it has
to warm up.
So I mean, I have my 360 hooked up there, and that's been fun while I've been hurt here. But my normal TV downstairs is just a 32 inch Sony tube TV. Turn it around, and I think it got back in 1990. You know, I'd like to get a new one, but I feel bad on like just I don't know what I'd do with this one. I just ditch it, and you know, it still works. So
just
I'm slamming
it
like,
on the curb, man.
With it for so long, you just can't bear.
Well, it's almost like Craigslist. If it broke tomorrow, I would buy a high definition TV to replace it. But because it's not broke, I like can't convince myself that I need a high definition TV. Does that make sense? So I need somebody to come over and just break it for me, so then I can go get a new one.
Yeah, my kid threw a one of those like ball bearings at the like a giant, one of those magnetic ball bearings at the TV. And my girl calls me and she's like, he threw it at the TV, and look, he's even screaming about it now. And I was and the first thing in my head was like, did he break it? I hope he broke it.
What was on TV? Was it those Teletubbies or Barney or something? Because I would have been happy if he did that. You know, kill them.
Yeah.
But
I know. But that was the first thing going on in my head. Like, if he broke it, then I'll like actually have a reason to buy a new TV.
You'll make him buy it.
Just a minute, Ben. You've been teaching your son. Okay, throw these things at the TV while I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Anything I don't use anymore. Smash.
What do you think? Ball, like those steel ball bearings just like have to be like laying around?
Exactly.
Come on.
Traded him. All you got to do is still let him start playing the Wii with, you know, without the strap, and your TV's gone.
Yeah. Oh, he asked me too. Anyway, you guys have a full topic? I completely forgot to think of one.
The one that I've been thinking about a little bit, I've been looking at buying a new PC and building one and stuff. So I've been kind of wondering, like, you know, what system do our listeners play games on the most? Do you guys play on the PC a lot? Do you play on, you know, the consoles? You know, what handhelds, which systems do you play the most out of all the ones you have, I guess? And maybe we could just do like just console, handheld, PC, I guess we could even say, you know, for the answers.
No.
I don't know. No? All right.
No. Well, I can see the console, what do you play on the most? Because that's different from what you like the best. It might be. Because I like the Wii the best, but I use the PC so much ever since I got Counter-Strike.
See, that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of people that have all these different consoles, but which systems do you actually sit down and do the most? I mean, I think a lot of people, like, for example, you know, Heather does she have a Wii, I think, Ben, the way she was talking?
No, she has a 360.
360 and a PS3. I think she might have a PS3 doesn't she? But it sounds like she plays WoW on the PC most of the time.
Right. Yeah.
Or a lot,
On her Mac.
On her Mac, I'm sorry.
She doesn't go outside anymore.
What was I thinking? Do whatever poll you want. You can edit that whole thing out. I don't care.
That's fine.
Or just don't have a poll.
It makes us lazy and weak.
Let's pretend it's the all our listeners. It's their birthday. This is your present.
What do they want?
Let's wrap it up. All right?
All right, sounds good.
You like that?
happy belated birthday. We'll see you.
Happy birthday, listeners. Remember, if you guys have any questions, comments, audio, feedback, whatever, send it over to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Check out the site.
Join in our conversations of probably worthless topics on the forums that you guys want.
Did we do our Halo 3 update?
Yeah, we did while you were gone. We did mention it. We didn't really say anything.
The game's still not out yet.
It's not out. All right, we done?
Thanks.
All right. I'm leaving. I'm taking my headset off, and you guys can just keep talking if you want. I know where I am.
All right.
We'll see ya.
Later.
I'm out of here. Bye.
Peace.
See ya. Toodles.
How do we just hang up on Scott?
I'm a player, man. We'd be out clubbing.
Yeah.